Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, April 29th, I hope you're well. Coming up.
We would have liked more, but certainly we got substantial help from the government.
Government to announce its fuel support package again, and money raised by the tolls doubles. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines, and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, full details will be announced today of the government's fuel support scheme. It's expected to open for applications next month, with payments being made within a few weeks. It's set to benefit over 120,000 farmers, contractors and hauliers, with the Agriculture and Transport Ministers to outline how the scheme works at a press conference later this morning. A new study has found Europe is losing snow and ice cover, with rapid warming hitting its coldest regions. According to the latest European State of the Climate report, at least 95% of Europe experienced above average annual temperatures last year. Around 100 scientists and experts contributed to the UN-backed report. Four people remain in guard the custody this morning as part of an investigation into the deaths of Mary Holt and Tadhg Farrell. The pair were killed when their house in Edenderry was attacked with a petrol bomb on the 6th of December last. As part of that investigation, Gardaí yesterday arrested two men in their 20s, a man in his 30s and a teenage boy. All four were brought to Gardaí stations in the Midlands and investigations are ongoing. Revenues from tolls on the M50 have nearly doubled since 2015. M50 e-flow toll income has risen from €111.2 million in 2015 to €216.3 million in 2025, an almost 95% increase. On January 1st this year, the M50 toll increased by 10 cent. ANTU leader Pádraig Tobin told News Talk motorists are being ripped off by the government.
The government are complaining about private companies price gouging people in a cost of living crisis. But these figures show that the governments are themselves gouging commuters in terms of the level of tolls that are being paid in this country. So from 2015 to last year, a period of 10 years, the amount collected on the M50 has nearly doubled.
A new report is warning official homeless figures may be missing the full scale of the problem. Research from UCC shows many people are left out of the data, including those sleeping in cars, sofa surfing or leaving institutions. It says single adults are particularly at risk of being invisible in the system until they reach emergency services. CEO of Cork Simon Community, Dermot Kavanagh, says we're working within a national framework that was designed over 40 years ago.
We know that in countries such as Sweden and Switzerland and Norway, they do have ways of including people who would be excluded in the Irish method of counting, you know. And that's quite important because that data then informs how you plan and deliver services. It could have a very positive impact in terms of how you might prevent homelessness for people and things like that.
Former FBI Director James Comey has been charged with threatening the life of Donald Trump over an image he shared on social media. The image, briefly posted on Instagram last year, showed seashells forming the number 8647. 86 is a slang term used to mean eject or remove. The Trump administration says that was a threat against the 47th president. Mr. Comey insists he's done nothing wrong.
Nothing has changed with me. I'm still innocent. I'm still not afraid, and I still believe in the independent federal judiciary, so let's go.
Britain's King Charles says the UK and the US must rededicate ourselves to each other. He addressed the American Congress last night, saying the partnership between the two nations is more important than it's ever been. The British monarch made references to the importance of NATO, protecting the environment, and why power should be limited during the speech. He also discussed the most recent assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life.
The incident not far from this great building that sought to harm the leadership of your nation and to foment wider fear and discord. Let me say with unshakable resolve, such acts of violence will never succeed.
There's been a sharp rise in cocaine use. The Coolmine Addiction Treatment Service says patterns of drug use are shifting. It supported over 1,300 people in the first 3 months of this year, which was in line with last year, but the type of addiction is changing. Deputy Head of Services at Coolmine, Anita Harris, says alcohol is still the most common drug of choice, but cocaine use is trending upwards.
40% of all people seeking treatment in a Comine services for alcohol dependence. But when we're talking about drug use, it's cocaine. So cocaine has been steadily increasing. It's now another 5% rise this year. 35% of that 1,328 people are presenting to a Comine service, whether it's in Dublin, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, for cocaine dependence.
In entertainment news, Ed Sheeran says he's on the mend after revealing he's had shingles for the last month. The 35-year-old says he can't wait to perform more shows in South America, revealing upcoming dates for his tour in Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Mexico and Chile. The star also told fans on Instagram that he's shaved his hair to signify a fresh start. And in sport, in rugby, Leinster's Tommy O'Brien says they can't wait to return to Champions Cup action this weekend. They face Toulon in the semi-final competition, the same stage they were eliminated last year. The winger says they've been waiting for a shot to return to the final since the loss to Northampton at the Aviva Stadium.
The disappointment of the semi-final loss last year, and if you in that change room, we're all sitting there and thinking we'd love another crack at a semi-final, and we've had to wait a year to get here and go through a lot of tough games to get ourselves back to this position. So we're in that position that we all would have done anything to get a crack at again.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.